So in Krishna consciousness, we follow so many rules and regulations like, say, no meat eating. But in other religions, people do all these things. Will they still be elevated and go back to Krishna? So there are two different things over here. One is becoming elevated. Second is getting liberated. The two are not the same. From wherever we are, we can be elevated by practicing any path that God has given. Now, the extent of elevation will depend on how much purified we become. So it is not that just by being, say, affiliated with this with ISKCON, there's no guarantee that we are all going back to Krishna. It is the Krishna conscious movement is a facility for us to become Krishna conscious. If we become Krishna conscious, if we learn to love Krishna, we'll attain Krishna. So attaining God or attaining Krishna is not a matter of affiliation with any particular religious group. It is a matter of purification. It is a matter of attraction to the Lord. So if by following some other path, people develop love for God, they will attain God. It is not that they can't attain love for God by following other paths. It is the important thing is, are they becoming purified? So from the level that they are at, whatever regulations they follow, they will become elevated by that. The extent of their elevation is not just dependent on their affiliation, or their affiliation or lack of affiliation. The extent of elevation depends on their purification. So there are many Christians who are also vegetarians. In fact, there are Muslims also who are vegetarians. It is not that they all necessarily eat meat and they rationalize the eating of meat all the time. It's just that they practice. There are people within their religions also who have recognized this is violence against animals. This is not good. But we shouldn't get too caught in the specifics. The principle is that we have to develop love for God, and we will see for ourselves that by showing kindness to all the creatures of God, love for God can be more easily developed. If we are not showing that level of kindness, then we may still develop love for God, but we are actually making it more difficult. Like we are lighting a fire, and then we're putting some water on the fire. More effort will be required, more labor will be required. So it's not so much of what we are giving up or what path we are joining. The important thing is what consciousness we are achieving. We're developing love for Krishna, we attain Krishna. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.